My guest in the studio today is Councillor Rosemary Farmhoe, who is called at this time the Right Worshipful, the Mayor of the City and District of St Albans. Now, that's quite a mouthful, Rosemary, and you know and I know that I got it wrong when I said it just now. It's quite difficult to remember all those details because there's lots of these in there.
Yes, but
however,
it is
a very honourable title, and it goes back a long time.
1553.
Right.
And I'm the 475th mayor, so it does go back a long time.
Is a mayor allowed to be mayor twice? I mean, could you come back again in a few years' time?
Technically, yes. There's nothing to say you can't. What the Royal Charter of 1553 said, you are mayor for a year, but then, of course, you can be re-elected. As far as I can recall, there hasn't been a mayor who has served twice for a good many years now, and I think it would be very unusual because basically, it's fair to allow councillors who wish to have that opportunity, and I think it would be pretty rare to have somebody serve twice in that role.
Sure, because it is open. The way it works is that a council is selected by or elected by the members of the council itself.
Yes, which is a requirement by law. And the system, how it works at St Albans, which I think is a very good one, is that, as with committees, there's a sort of proportionality across the parties so that you also make sure it's not hogged by any one party. It's shared around. But it is, of course, a very important point to make, non-political.
Yes. During your year, which runs from
May to May,
you have no political role whatsoever.
No, I made sure that I had none whatsoever. And that included I did not even attend my party's group meetings. So it's totally non-political.
Although you remain a councillor for constituency,
yes.
So you can still be called upon.
Oh, I can still do ward work, yes. Mm-hmm. You still remain for your ward, yes.
Yes. And, of course, before becoming this long-titled mayor, if I may call him, Mayor of St Albans, and the district, you were mayor of the town of Harpenden.
Yes.
More than once.
Yes, actually three times. And in fact, I have announced very, very loudly that four times a mayor is enough for anybody, and I'm retiring from the role forever.
Because it does take time. You are there as the first citizen,
yes.
But you're also in a sense the representative of other bodies outside. I'm not going to put it so grandly, yes. But you can tell me whether I'm right. Are you the representative of the Lord Lieutenant, the representative of the mayor?
Not the Lord Lieutenant. The Lord Lieutenant, if he is unable to make a function, there are about 50 now, yeah. Deputy Lieutenants, and they would do that, okay. Because that's a very different role. With the Lord Lieutenant is the representative of Her Majesty the Queen, yes, and stands, yes, for the Queen, so
sure.
That is totally separate. But you are, if you like, the outward-facing face of the city and district as well, so you do represent it, yes.
And what sort of places do you represent the city then? I know that you have we'll come back to the charities aspect later, but I saw you recently in the newspaper, you've been on the ship.
On the ship, unforgettably.
HMS. How was it?
It was an experience never to be forgotten, particularly, of course, the very tasteful photograph of me in combat gear, modelling a new look.
Which you had to wear because you were near a gun.
Well, I was actually about to fire it, yes.
Right.
I hastened to add blanks into the sea.
Was it choppy?
No, mill pond. We were very lucky. Basically, the two roles, your first role, of course, is to chair the council meeting, but your other role, as first citizen, is to represent the city, and it's how I see it, it's to honour the residents of the city and district. So a great deal of time is spent visiting as many community organisations, uniformed organisations, care homes, schools, everything you can think of. But as I always put it, it's not being mayor, it's not about me, it's about the people I'm meeting and the people who serve this community.
And do you get, or is that organised for you, or do you get a lot of invitations,
yes,
from groups to say, will you come and see us, what we're doing?
Yes, and I have a diary secretary, otherwise it would be chaos if I was trying to do it myself, because literally I've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of appointments across the year.
And you will attend also those sorts of events, like to do with the remembering event,
yes,
Remembrance Sunday.
There are key events that are automatically in the diary. There's our own civic service. There's the Alban Festival. There's, of course, Remembrance Sunday. There's the High Sheriff Service. You can go to the carol service at the cathedral. There are certain events that you do go to that,
yes,
are for the whole district, and where you are very much representing the city, district and the corporation.
And in your visits to all sorts of voluntary organisations and voluntary groups, some of them will be quite large and well-known, probably local outlets of national charities, I would guess, in some cases.
A very high proportion of our local, and we're very lucky in this area that I think we have so many really, really wonderful local organisations, indeed like this. So a very high proportion actually are very much associated with this district or perhaps with the county, but many with this district.
And by going to visit them, you're getting a personal understanding yes. of what they're doing. Is there any way that that feeds back? I mean, you can't exactly sit in the council chamber and report to all the other councillors on those that you've seen, can you?
No, I mean, they do know who I've seen because there's a copy of my diary goes out. But I think what it can help, particularly, you don't with all of them, but those where you do get some press coverage, and also for the organisations, I hope it gives a little bit of help that it raises their profile as well. And of course, as you know, we have our Pride Awards.
Yes, I was going to come to that next because I was biting my tongue not wanting to say what actually happened. But come to the Pride Awards as a concept. This is an evening. Well, it is held on an evening, which is accumulation, presumably, of a lot of work. And there have been various nominations for various give us a couple of examples. What have you got? Young people, old people?
Yes, young people or community group. You might have a group that's particularly does something for the community. But it's very wide ranging. So it's almost there's various categories, but fundamentally what you're looking at is to honour different types of community groups, different types of organisations across the district that serve and go that extra mile.
And some of those awards go to individual people, I believe.
Yes, some go to individual people, and there are different categories, so that you have some that are for individual people and some that can go to an organisation.
And of course you then have one award that you make entirely.
Yes, which is entirely my own choice. And I was, of course, very pleased this year to nominate Talking Newspapers, who I have known you a long time. I know the wonderful work you do, and it is an anniversary year for
it
you.
It is indeed. Not the 475th, but the 45th.
45th, yes, indeed.
Which was a great honour to receive this award, and we're very grateful because we can, of course, show it off, and we can say, and a bit of publicity.
Yes.
But there's also a reward for a lot of people over 45 years. I mean, it's a lot of people who are not with us anymore. Obviously.
I think, of course, there is a judging panel for looking across. That one is specifically my own award. There's a judging panel was crossed. And I think one of the nice things about it, or the Mayor's Pride Awards, is it does give you an opportunity to recognise what I call, or others call, the unsung heroes, people who don't put themselves forward, who just get on with it. And it's a way of recognising them and thanking them.
Well, we thank you very much for what you did. What I'm interested in with any mayor is that there's always a backstory. They are people as well as councillors who,
tried to be.
For some reason or other, got themselves elected at one stage and got involved. We'll come back to that later a bit, perhaps. Where did it start? You weren't actually born in Hertfordshire, but quite close by.
Quite close. Well, I was actually born in Middlesex, but a lot of my childhood I lived in Buckinghamshire, actually, so I was pretty close by. I came to Hertfordshire, in fact, because my late twin brother came to live here in Harpenden when he got married, and then, I suppose it's 20 years ago now, actually. I've lived in Harpenden 20 years now. Realised that my then fairly elderly mother in her late 80s. It wasn't very easy for her to be living on her own in an extremely tiddly little village in Dorset with sort of not a lot there. So basically, I lived in Kensington. Then we basically upsticked and moved to Hertfordshire. There you go. So,
but of course, before you moved to Hertfordshire, you had a business career.
Yes, I did.
First of all, you went from school to university, and there you studied English
language and literature.
Yes. Communicating with people. And then you went
to the city.
Into the city.
I am, for those who understand these things about banking and in the city, I am a real dinosaur because I went to Morgan Grenfell then when they were still accepting houses and pre what was known as the lifeboat. So I started in the city in 1971, I think it was. So
can't have been very many women in the city at that time.
No, I used to go to meetings, and you could go to quite a big meeting, and some wag would always think it was terribly funny to say, "Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady." There were a few, but not very many. No, there really weren't. But I have to say, I was always made welcome. It was never a problem.
Maybe that's
to be fair.
Maybe as the men feel more threatened, it gets worse.
I have no idea because I've been retired from the city for 20 years now, and I'm very out of touch with how it is now. I never had a problem, so I don't know.
No. And you stayed in banking for some years, and then you set up your own consultancy?
Yes, I did. I retired from the city I think it must have been 1999, I'm trying to think about it. Yes, after about 27 years of flogging round. And I did for a while, I did my own consulting work. And I did, because I had done a lot to do with in the city, working with companies that were investing overseas, but notably in the US, and worked with them and their US businesses. So I worked advising some smaller companies and various ones on doing overseas business, but in particular, a long time ago now, I worked with the Inward Investment Arm in Manchester, advising them on setting up overseas partnerships and relationships, sort of commuting backwards and forwards. And I enjoyed doing my own consultancy, but as I say, I'd sort of in this period, my mother moved to be with me. She was elderly by then and sharp as a razor mentally till the end, but not physically terribly well, so I realised it just was no longer going to be practical for me to do a lot of travelling. Didn't want to stop work, though, so I think, again, more by luck than anything, I found myself working for 5 years until I hit retirement age of 60. I'm one of the last women to retire at 60, working for Joint Commissioning, which is a partnership between the National Health Service and the Hertfordshire County Council.
What sort of things does that do then?
It literally does what it says. It commissions services from providers, including particularly sort of non-statutory providers and some statutory providers in various areas. But I worked in the substance misuse field advising, well, not so much advising, I was sort of doing strategic work. Research and looking at patterns, what was happening across the county, and that so we could get a feel for what is needed, if you like. So, and it's left me with an interest in that field, and indeed I've been a trustee of a substance misuse charity for several years now. In fact, at one point I chaired it for a period.
The reason I asked you to go back over the path, as it were, though you'd sort of dismissively say, well, that was a long time ago. But it may be, but it's what formed you as a person,
isn't
it? I mean, education and work, and then you get to retirement and you say, well, what else can I do now?
I suppose I deny it, but I suppose most people know me. Tell you that I'm absolutely a workaholic. Or alternatively, they'll say, I've never heard of that word, no. But I have actually, it's interesting, just as a little side, I have always, though, even when I was working very long hours, I have always kept a separate side, so I have other interests that I keep going always, sort of music and fine art. So I've always made sure I do have a balance.
And in practising those or in observing, as it were, participating in them in some way, enjoying them?
Haven't the last year. All my family, we like going to the theatre a lot. I like going to art galleries. I do tinkle away on the keyboard still, not very effectively because I don't have time to practice, but I try to keep a little bit going.
Okay, yeah. Because often we see people who are, in your case, mayor, and we think, well, we don't know who they are because you just see this figure there. Person dressed in this costume occasionally with a chain of office.
That's right.
And it's nice to know that actually behind it there's a real person.
Yes, there is a real person
with,
behind
you
it.
Know, example, experiences and various other things that have probably helped you in your role as a councillor where you're working with people.
Yes, I think they do because it gives you... Well, it's not just for that. I think for anybody, we all have experiences in life that shape us and hopefully can help inform judgment and interests and awareness of things.
Yes. Coming back to your last year, then, this current year that is coming towards its end, and you're probably quite relieved when you can take a rest from it.
Tonight, in fact.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Gosh, I didn't realise it was already. So we shall have a new mayor. So you've just beaten the bounds, which I think was a wonderful ceremony.
Yes.
To go around
it. It was like doing it in the Rome, it's like going on a walk in your own private portable sauna. But it is very interesting and very enjoyable.
Because is it all the bounds you have to do?
Well, the medieval ones, so yes, so as far as some of them, the paths and things have changed a little bit, but effectively it's the, goes back to 15th century, so yes, it is the old medieval bounds of the city. So it's about 4.5 miles.
Do you have to walk all that way, or do they have a sit-down chair for you?
No. Well, a car does follow you in case you're ever come with weakness. Like that. By the end of it, you are plodding a bit. However, I was not going to wimp out. So the first part's much harder because it's uphill, and they're quite surprisingly steep hills in the city.
And the point of it is to say these are where you are marking the boundaries.
Yes, you marked the boundaries, and of course it was a way of, and it established, if you like, where that civic power lay and where your civic boundaries were, because it goes different. Older towns and cities have different traditions sometimes for beating the bounds because it's a very ancient thing, and it usually ties in with Rogation Tide as well and blessing the crops. But in St Albans it is very much a recognition of civic rights, if you like, and goes back to the fact that in the Middle Ages that did not always have the easiest of relationships with the abbot.
So it was about marking territory in a real sense.
It was marking territory.
This is the cities and that's yours.
It was very much marking territory in a real sense.
Yes. Now, one of the things that you do during the year is you choose a charity or a number of charities in some measures. I think you chose one.
I just had one, yes.
And that means that it's one that you highlight and that...
Yes, it's two things. You raise some funds for it but in my case it was Mind in Mid Hearts. I think from their point of view, equally as valuable as to help raise its profile, and I think it's particularly, it's been increasingly aware of the importance of mental health and well-being, to raise the profile of a mental health charity and help focus on that.
And I know, because we're known quite well, the neighbours of ours, as it were,
exactly.
That all the money that can come in, the better, because they can increase their supply.
Yes.
Their, like any charity of that type, they're limited in what they can do by how much money they can raise.
So
there'll be some events during your year which have raised funds specifically for mine.
We haven't actually finished counting up how much, but I think a reasonable amount. I've done various functions throughout the year. We had a wine tasting, we had a quiz night, and of course the civic banquet and ball. Yes.
So it's a reasonable sum.
I think the value is also in simply being able to raise the profile of it.
Because they rely upon volunteers as well as
on
professionals. What's next? What are you going to do now, apart from put your feet up for a couple of days?
I'm planning to put my feet up for at least a day. Well, of course, I'm still district councillor,
and
I've just been re-elected to Harpenden Town Council as well.
Oh, the election was held in...
I've got that as well. So I've got plenty there. And I remain committed. I do a certain amount of voluntary work.
You're involved as a trustee in various...
on various things. I mean, on the Care Fund Committee at the Harpenden Trust, I get involved in various things. I might carve out a little bit more time for a few of my other interests. And I am actually, for the first time in 2 years, going on a proper holiday.
I know one of your interests is archaeology, so presumably you'd be digging out there somewhere, would you?
I don't know, I'm going to be in Shetlands and Orkney, so I don't think I'm planning to dig there. I haven't done any actual digging for many, many years. Long time ago that I've done any digging. I don't think the knees will do it these days.
Rosemary, thank you very much for coming in. Thank you for the our award, which we were very grateful and which we have on display.
Very well earned. Very well deserved. So I was very pleased to be able to give it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.